is the 1st of September, and we love to highlight Arizona Farm Bureau on the first Saturday of the month. And fall is one of my favorite times because we have so much to choose from in the Arizona produce department. And this month, we're going to talk about chilies. Chilies are known as the most popular flavoring in the world. And to talk about that with us is Jan Diotri, Arizona's favorite chef.
Oh, well, thank you so much.
Yeah.
I took your information about chilies, Jen, and I turned it into one incredibly flavorful, easy, super go-to dish that I think is going to be your new favorite, and it's honoring chilies.
Well, I can't wait to talk about it, but I have one little caveat to tell everybody.
Yeah.
You always say, don't do a recipe the first time for guests. Take Jan's word for it. Do not practice on guests. My watermelon cake from July or whatever was hideous.
My kids called it
a Dr. Seuss cake. So practice on yourself and then fix it for guests.
No, it's so weird because we did talk about that and you did ask me, you said, what's one tip that we can give listeners? And I said, just never make the recipe until you do it once and then you can tweak it. You can add more salt or pepper if you want. And what did you do?
I tweaked it. I didn't even know I was tweaking it. You really mean it, though. So get on those one-minute videos and really pay attention. And
that's right. Okay. Yes, on my Facebook page, I have one-minute kitchen videos. Mm-hmm. I've got many, many of them now. And this one, though, I will go out on a limb, Jen, and tell you that I think you could do this one first time out. It's so simple.
Oh, yeah?
Okay, so this is a super simple chili enchilada. And there is a magic bullet in a bottle, and this is called Herdez guacamole salsa. You can now find it in most stores. It's so popular. Herdez. It's a guac salsa, Jen, and all you do is pour that over your enchiladas. So you're going to get corn tortillas.
Corn. It has to be corn tortillas.
Get corn tortillas. Put the salsa, this guacamole salsa, in a skillet and heat it up. Add some cream or milk, about a half a cup, just to smooth out the flavor because it's got a kick. Then you're going to take corn tortillas, not flour tortillas, corn tortillas, and you're going to take them and you're just going to dredge them. And I'm doing that right now.
Yeah.
I'm dredging the tortilla while it's sitting in there. You take rotisserie chicken mm-hmm. from the store and then sprinkle it with a little bit of cheddar or jack.
Okay.
Roll it up, put it in a casserole, and then the remainder of the guacamole salsa that you have in your skillet, pour it right over the top. Add some cheese, put it in the oven for a half an hour. And I just pulled this out of the oven, and I'm going to scoop up a beautiful enchilada for you. And if you can hand me your plate right there, this is a big one. This is a giant size. Look at how easy that is.
Wow.
The cheese is gooey. The chicken is already cooked.
Wow, what a lot of flavor. That is great.
And so easy. You don't have to worry about making guac salsa. You don't have to worry about doing the chilies. It's all in this jar. It's a 15-ounce jar, and that's going to make a nice big casserole of enchiladas for you.
Well, be sure you celebrate chilies. We've got Labor Day coming up. This would be a great recipe for company.
Perfect, perfect.
Coming over would be great for tailgating. So, and you can find the recipe on our blog at rosieonthehouse.com, or do you have it on yours as well?
I sure do. You can go to jandiotri.com or Facebook, One Minute Kitchen, and look for the guacamole salsa enchilada.
Thanks for stopping in.
Absolutely.
The days Jan comes into the office, everybody's favorite. They all gather at the door to see what she's pulling in our little cart. And that was a really fantastic, tasty recipe. Katie Stumbo, what do you think about that recipe as far as what we've, in context, what we're talking about?
You know, I don't know all the ingredients in those sauces. Okay, so I'm going to leave those alone. The paleo diet, which is what I'm a big fan of, as long as you realize that it should be predominantly vegetables and not meat, does not like corn and does not like dairy. Those are both things that cause a lot of inflammation in your body. So during the Whole30, you take all of those out. But realize food should be enjoyed. That sounds like a delicious thing, and it's going to be calorie heavy because of all the cheese. So you go, and those corn tortillas are never very big. So you have a salad, and you have one. And that's your treat meal.
Instead of the pan.
No big deal. Yeah, just don't have the pan. Start with that salad that's full of fiber and bulk and tons of micronutrients, and then have a little bit of that and really enjoy it and taste it and slow down and eat it.
You do enjoy things more when you can't have a ton of them. You have to slow down and
just enjoy
it. Katie, tell people where they can reach you.
You can reach me on my website. It's goconquerfitness.com. My phone number is 480 200 4632. Or if you're on Facebook, you can go to Go Conquer on Facebook.
Stay tuned.